This Wesley Foundation Campus Ministry in Tucson, Arizona.
Now, as a Christian, I have heard thousands of sermons in my lifetime. And as a pastor, I fess up to have at least written hundreds. Now, some of the sermons that I've heard or written have been good. And some of them, well, the music was really good that day. And every now and then, I get one that just sits in my heart, in my soul, in my mind, and it sticks with me for ages. There are some that literally have changed my life. I was nearly 15 when I went off to this youth convocation called Youth 91. Yes, you can do the math. It was the biggest event I had ever done at that time, and I was sucked into all that was happening. There were close to 8,000 students from around the world, and for an extrovert, it was like Mecca. You know, lots of new people, energy, and I just soaked it all up. And one of those nights, there was a preacher, and I remember it so vividly that every time I think about it, I get chills, like I get transported to that time and place. And this woman who stood before me was a strong, confident, bold, South African woman named Montepulua Chakabaku, or something like that. And she really preached the sermon of my lifetime. She spoke about how she had grown up poor, living next door to this whites-only tennis club. And every day she would see these people come and play tennis in their beautiful white clothes, and they always seemed like they were having the best time, and somehow maybe the sun was shining even brighter on those courts than it was in her little modest home. And on occasion, not having many toys of her own, an occasional tennis ball would fly over and land in that alley by her house. And she'd look at it and think about it, because this tennis ball represented a whole lot. It was like the yearning of something more. It was a toy. It was fun. It was something that was sought after. And yet, on the other hand, it was something very forbidden. A reminder of how she was not white. A reminder how it was like to live in apartheid in South Africa and to be told that you are not and to feel like you are not. One day, she had experienced the reality of this cruel world, racism at its best. And she came home in tears, and her mother turned to her in comfort, but in firmness. And she told her to go out into the world not as this wounded child, but in the confidence of rising above it all. And she took that tennis ball that the girl had took, and she put it in the girl's hands and said, "The harder this world pushes you down, the higher you must rise above it. The harder this world pushes you down, the higher you must rise above it. The harder this world can push you down, the higher you must rise above it." Here I was, a girl who grew up having more tennis balls than I could ever count. And I kind of knew the world was still full of racism. I grew up with biracial parents, so it certainly was a world that was not as segregated as it once was. So why did this sermon preached to me just once, like almost two decades ago, resonate with me still? Today's scripture, Ephesians, talks about being angry. Not letting the sun go down on your anger. I like this. Have you heard this scripture before? Not letting the sun go down on your anger. I like it because we have a God that's walked in our shoes, experienced pain, witnessed stupidity, and lived again to tell about and know there's a real truth to anger. Anger is a real feeling. You with me? Anyone not experienced it? All right, good. But somehow, we all fess up to be Christians, and we kind of like to think of ourselves as the lovely, nonviolent, halo-shining, peacemaking people that Jesus wants us to be. But let's be honest, right? We're moving on towards perfection, We're not quite there yet. Some days we are red with anger, fuming, steaming, pissed off. Sometimes what gets us to that point are like petty little things, you know, like someone cut you in line. And sometimes they're big, huge injustices, like racism or oppression or some great ignorance that throws us in a rage. But here's the difference. The difference is how you react. Ephesians in the scripture talks about not letting the sun go down on your anger. What do you think that means? You guys awake? What do you think that means? It's not literal. It's not like if you get angry at 8 a.m., you have all day to dwell on it, and if you get angry at 5:30, you've got 30 minutes to suck it up. That's not what it's about. Because you are actually the most vulnerable when you're... What do you think? What time of day are you the most vulnerable? When you're sleeping, right? Isn't that when the burglars come? I don't know. That's what Ephesians is talking about. The unguardedness that you experience when you are sleeping. You are the most vulnerable at that time. And so he's talking about not letting unholy things take over when you're not looking. Not to let an old life without Christ keep you down. So when you let sin slip, you find yourself tumbling down. Like a slippery slope. Sin is that slippery slope. The more you do it, the more you realize or not realize how much you are doing it. And the more you do it, the more you don't even notice that you're sinning and how often you do it. I liken it to two different balls. I have one of those fun ringing ones, pretty heavy. But I like to think of this one as more like sin. And when you live your life with the sin and heaviness, a heaviness of like bitter, wrath, anger, slander, things that weigh you down, this is what happens to you. But then you have a ball in your life that represents what Christ is. Yeah. Sure. And your life is so much different. Christ that allows you to rise above it all. To bounce beyond what can pull you down and weigh you down in your life. When you use yourself to allow yourself to rise above, not only do you rise above, but you can help others rise above with you. I'd love to tell you that this world is easy, but it's not. I would love to tell you that being a student is easy. What do you think? It's not. I'd love to tell you that the semester is going to go just the way you dream it to be on this first day of school, but it's not. Let's be real. There's nothing cushy about picking up the cross and following Christ. No one said life was going to be cushy, but what makes you different, what makes your life different, what makes your life be able to expand is your ability to rise above it all through the grace of Christ. There is pain and frustration and heartache and loneliness, and that can hit anyone. But the harder this world pushes you down, the higher you must rise above it. We have a new life with Christ. And with the grace of Christ, you really do have the ability to do anything. I want you to take some time in silence and just think of all the ways that you can rise above it. There might be something going on in your life and you are wrestling with figuring out if you are that or if you are this. Tonight I have little rubber balls of your own, little symbols of grace, and I invite you to take one with you. Put it on your desk. Think about it. See it. Remind yourself that you have the ability to rise above it all. You have the ability not to let sin bring you down, but with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, to rise so far beyond. Amen.